It is important for us to look at the character, and I'll be very brief. The character of the Word of God. Write this down, please. The Word of God, whether spoken or written, the Word of God, whether spoken or written, contains the life of God. The Word of God, whether spoken or written, contains the life of God. The Word of God, whether written or spoken, contains the life of God. Number two, write it. The Word of God is a representation of His commitment to man. The Word of God is a representation. I want you to write this. We're looking at the character. A representation of His commitment to man. Like you have a covenant, like you have a contract between two people. So the testament of His commitment to man. Number three. The Word of God represents His will for man. Now this is important. We are going to dwell a little here. The Word of God represents His will. Comes from the Greek word logos, where we get the word logos. The thoughts of a man, the will of a man, the intention of a man. So the Word of God represents His intention, His will. His will. It's a legal term, His will for man. Number four, the Word of God is the basis for contact with man. The Word of God is the basis for contact with man. I'm giving you certain characters of the Word of God as far as the manifestation of faith is concerned. The Word of God is the basis for contact with man. That means that the Holy Spirit remains helpless until the Word of God creates the platform for contact with man. Number five, the Word of God is the only instrument capable of moving God to action. The Word of God is the only instrument capable of moving God to action. God is moved to the feelings of our infirmities, but not to action. The Word of God is the only instrument capable of moving God to action. Write this down. The Word of God contains instructions, prophecy, promises. The Word of God contains instructions, prophecies, promises. Also contains principles. Are we getting blessed? Now please look up, everyone. Please look up. Now, there's been a lot of arguments in the body of Christ as to whether this should be called the Word of God. The word Bible comes from the word Biblios, and that just means a book, nothing special, really. It just means a book. Are we together? Now, theologically speaking, for many years in the church age, they did not have a compendium of 66 books like this. There are other schools of thought that argue how that there are many chapters and verses that are missing in the Bible. There are many chapters and verses that were added that should not have been in the Bible. Are we together now? And how that there are other books of the Bible. Like there are arguments about the apocryphal books, the Apocrypha. The Roman Catholics use that a lot. And then there are other books, the books of Jasher. There are other books called the Annals of the Kings. There is the Book of Enoch. Are we together now? Now all these books together have been argued by theologians. Some of them believe that it should be contained since the character of scripture is that all scripture was inspired of God. Are we together? And that anything that is of God should give spirit and life. So I'm just giving you an educational background on this so that you will understand. So there has been a lot of argument. In fact, currently, I know that there was a time certain, Rabbonical Association also came up with certain things, and they felt that a lot should be edited in scripture. Now, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, say Hebrew. And the New Testament was written largely in Greek and Aramaic. Are we together? Now, these people wrote these scriptures, but they were not in charge of its translation. There's no point to give you the whole story of Bible history, how that this translation were in bits and pieces. Some of these pages were missing for many years, and then they were found together with what we call the Dead Sea Scrolls. And then it was at the time of King James. King James, he was a real king, ancient king called King James, not ancient like modern history now, King James, who authorized the publication of a compendium of these 66 books that we call the Bible. Are we together now? So all the 66 books, Old and New Testament together, are called. Now, the point of all of this is not to create a debate about other extra-biblical texts or some exaggerations that were done here. That's not the idea. One thing we know for sure is this. Listen. Every man who contributed in the writing of this was imperfect as a person. That means if God allowed them to still rob their imperfection, it means the mystery is not in the letter. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Please, you must understand what I'm teaching you. We're examining faith. Elijah was a temperous man. The Bible is a compendium of many things. Demons spoke in this Bible. Is that true? Donkey spoke in this Bible. Are we together? Men spoke in this Bible. People lied in this Bible. People used divination in this Bible. So the fact that it is written here does not automatically mean it is of God. You have to get this. So when the Bible, or when we talk about the Word of God, we are not talking about just the opening of anything. Because you see, we must balance this. There are believers who say, if you can show me in the Bible, I will do it. That means you are going to get into error. The Bible is a prophetic book. You can make it preach anything you want. There are herbalists today, when you enter their shrine, you see other books, and you see a very clean Bible there. Are we together? And they will read a scripture and instruct you based on that scripture. And because it is in the Bible, you will believe I should walk. No. So I want us to examine what the Word of God is. Listen to my message. I think the Living Logos. I've done a teaching years ago on that. What exactly is the Word of God? Because none of the apostles in the early church, in fact, even up till Emperor Nero, Constantine, and all of these people, they never had the opportunity to hold a Bible like this. It was a taboo. They were kept in temples. Are we together? And then, of course, when the people of God were caught in different kinds of captivities, they were hidden and taken from place to place to arrive like this as a compendium. A lot happened to them. Are we together? But the Bible says, let the word of Christ, Colossians 3 verse 16, dwell in you richly. So I want to ask you a question. How did the disciples grow in the word? When Jesus resurrected, I want you to go back to the book of Acts. When an average believer got up in the morning, what did he study and how did he study? Are we together? You would only go to the temple. We do it in the Anglican. For those of us who are inclined, Anglican and maybe Presbyterians who do this, they have what we call first reading and second reading. Is that true? Where you come up, you read, this is the word of the Lord, thanks be to God. And then, you know, that continues. And then there are parts where you recite, you know, the Apostles' Creed and so on and so forth like that. Now, other Pentecostal circles do not have the privilege of having that kind of thing. You just come, you preach, and then you end. This was how it was in Jewish temples. The priest, one of the, all of those people, would come up and give you one of the scrolls. They had messages for every time. So you would read it and roll it back and keep it. And then they could preach for me, they could speak for it, and so on and so forth. Now, if you don't understand this that I'm teaching, three things will happen to you. Number one, you can fall into the error of absorbing the letters blindly and believing that you are growing in the word because you are consuming these letters. That's the first error. Or number two, you can just say, since it is not the word of God, let me throw it away and destroy your spiritual life. There are people today, now, you know, I was talking with a few people and they were talking to me and said, look, the use of iPads, and now please, I don't have, if you are using devices here, that's the goal is not to discredit you on all of that right in the 21st century. But I think a group of gentlemen were talking to me and they said, Apostle, what is your take on the use of iPad as far as the revelation of the word of God we have is concerned? Because our concept of scripture is that I'm holding a book. A man of God even said in Revelations, God told John, write, not type. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now see, personally, I honestly believe, see, there's something about holding this thing. There is a chemistry between the letters of this book and your eyes. I absolutely believe that. But I don't have a problem. I mean, I have all kinds of things. We use it on our devices, phones, laptops, and whatever you have. What is the word of God? Write it down. Let's define what the word of God is. Since this is the instrument for producing faith, write this down. The word of God is any communication. The word of God is any communication or any platform. Any communication or any platform where the voice of God, the ways of God, write it down, where the voice of God, the ways of God, and the life of God can be accessed. The word of God is any communication or any platform where the voice of God, please listen, the ways of God and what? The life of God can be, that means what I am speaking to you now, if it contains the voice of God, if it contains, listen, the ways, that is the principles of God, and if it is capable of releasing the life of God, what is this called? The word of God. Meaning, as I'm speaking to you now, what I am saying is worthy of being written here. The only thing is that I was not part of those who were specifically, you know, brought together to make the 66 books. God's idea is not for us to be limited by 66 books. God's idea is that our lives become a continuation of the books that are written here. Are we together? So God's ultimate goal is not for you to be found in scripture, but that you become it. An expression. That's why the Bible says we are living epistles. Say living epistles. So that, look at how it is. If you read something like, verily, verily, I say unto you, the words that I speak, listen, they are spirit and they are life. Are we together? God's idea is not just for me to read it, but become that scripture. So that whoever does not have an opportunity and left his Bible at home can also read it in me. Are you getting the point? So imagine every believer like a page in the scripture, releasing certain possibilities. Men were not supposed to know God just by reading the Bible. They were supposed to know God by interacting with the church. so that way before anybody opens this book, you should open the book and say, oh, so this is an explanation. So this attitude is called kindness. Are you getting what I'm saying? Some of you are lost. Let's come again. I want to deliver you from religion. Listen. The power is not just in cramming scriptures. The power is in the words that are written here. That the Holy Spirit can use this word to forge something upon your spirit so that you become an expression of it. Not just a talker of it. And that's where we destroy ourselves. The word of God is not Greek. The word of God is not Hebrew. Listen, the word of God is not English. The word of God is any platform for accepting Him. Listen, if there is a way I can make this become the voice of God and a platform to speak a particular scripture within the period of that miracle, this is the word of God. How do I teach this now? Help me, Holy Spirit. If I prophesy to you and I say, Ejimi, may the Lord bless you, and it happens, do you know what? Why it happened? Because what I have spoken is the word of God. It was a platform where the life of God could flow to him. If I use oil to lay on your head, the oil works because the word of God is on it. So the word of God is not the writings about God. The writings about God. How many of you know granite? Now, this Bible is like the granite. The real granite. Do you just keep the thing like that? You open it. But you cannot access what is inside until you come to it. Are you getting what I'm saying? See, brothers and sisters, that is why many people read this, but they cannot get faith. I'm going to show you something, how faith comes. But we must understand the character and the word of God. I read a lot. I study the Bible. But I have the consciousness that I am an expression of the word of God. Are we together now? So when you come to me, I don't run and open the Bible and say, this verse is this verse that. That I left my Bible at home does not mean the word of God is at home. The word of God is living and active. It's your Bible. I'm teaching you your Bible. See, I'm showing you why we don't get results. I can hold this against a witch and put it under my bed and snore myself into a terrible dream. Are we together? I may think that because this was under my pillow, it does not have any power in itself. The power is released, listen, when this is studied by faith. By faith means that you believe that although these are letters, the Spirit of God can breathe upon this. This is what logos, you see, the word logos and rhema that people are speaking. Rhema is not just the revealed word. Rhema is when the breath of the Spirit comes upon this letter. It's like the breaking of the groundnut seed. And all of a sudden you can receive it. So, you don't need to recite the scripture. You only need to have the life thereof. The recitation of the scripture is to add to your excellence in communication and to strengthen your conviction. It is not the recitation. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Jesus did not say, if you stand before people, the name he said is not Jesus. We mention Jesus so that they will know that the office we are acting upon is the Christ. The name is not Jesus. The name is Lord. And Lord is a revelation. It means absolute master, sovereign controller. So I look at a spirit. I'm not speaking, but I'm casting him in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is not a recitation. In the name of Jesus, be healed. No. The name of Jesus is an office. So, whether I am talking or not, it's still the name of Jesus. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Jesus meets somebody, a madman in Gadara. The demons beg him and say, don't cast us out. What did he say? Go. Now, that word go, you say it and it may not work. Because the go is not just G-O. The go was simply a voice-activated communicator of the word of God. Whatever he said, even if he said come, they still would have gone. It's not like they needed intelligent English because they spoke good English. The demons say we understand. No. Please don't be excited for nothing. I really want you to get this thing. Are we together? The word of God is not just about your voice. The word of God is about an understanding that makes you become a platform for his life. So as I am walking down, I'm giving the word of God expression. If I happen to open my mouth and speak to you, I have given the word of God more expression. That is the reason why a donkey could still communicate the word of God. That is why handkerchiefs and aprons, they were taken. Could the handkerchief speak? They could not speak, but they were going by the word of God. Jesus sent men in his name. They were not born again, yet they returned with results. They said the demons were subject to us through thy name. Hallelujah. Why do we study the Bible? Write this quickly. We study the Bible for three major reasons. Number one, we study the Bible because contained in the Word of God, contained in the Bible as we know, now I can call it interchangeably the Word of God, you understand. The Bible contains the most accurate dealing of God with man. The Bible contains the most accurate dealing of God with man. We study it because it's the most accurate historical compendium of God's dealing with man. There are many history books, but the Bible gives us the most accurate compendium, historically speaking, of God's dealings with man. Number two, the Bible contains principles, promises, prophecies from God to man. The Bible contains principles, promises, prophecies from God to man. So we study so that we can have an understanding of these things. Number three, we study the Bible because it is the only book. We study the Bible because it is the only book that can authorize the Holy Spirit to make manifest what is written therein. We study the Bible because it is the only book that can authorize the Spirit of God or the Holy Spirit to make manifest the things that are written therein. No other spirit is legally authorized to manifest everything written here. Now, it does not mean other spirits cannot manifest what is written here, but only the Holy Ghost is authorized to back up, to make manifest. Meaning, if I read the Bible and I see by his stripes I am healed. Now listen, when the word of God contained is released in my spirit, because of this book, is giving me access to that word of God. Now the Holy Spirit is authorized to make real that which I have believed from the book. Are you getting what I'm saying now? A time is going to come, maybe not in this current church age, but a time is going to come, we are not going to read this again. I hope you know. Yeah. A time will come, we will not read this, but we will continue growing in the word. A time is going to come, we will not read this again. It's not heresy. It will not be in this dispensation. The book of Revelation ends with the beginning of a new dispensation. We do not yet know what will happen therein. The same way before our time, it was only from Acts chapter 1, you know, when the church was born, and now our dispensation has had the privilege of access to read this. Are we together? Other saints, believers, still in our dispensation did not read this, yet the word of God was mighty in them. For instance, Apollos, the Bible says he was even mighty in scripture. This is where we miss it. We read the letter. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all the hosts together. Gather me, O God. Gather me. Gather me, O God. Now listen, listen. That looks very sincere, but the word of God is not on that statement. I'm being careful so you don't feel offended, but it's the truth. I want to teach you how faith works. Do you know, for many years, I really didn't understand how faith works. Until one time I studied almost 11 people, those who represented men of faith. From Bishop Oyedepo to Kenneth Copeland and his wife, to Dr. Frederick Casey Price, to all of the men, hallmarks of faith, E.W. Kenyon. I sat down with these people and I started seeing it. I said, so this is where we're missing it. We recite scriptures and believe that the recitation is where the power is released. No, sir. Are we together? Am I discrediting the reading of the word of God? Of course not. Of course not. You can see how old this Bible is. It was not like that. Something made it so. It's called diligence. Diligence until the Bible, you see, I don't know how many times I've laminated this Bible again and again. I've read it to a point that the pages, I can close my eyes and say, Matthew, okay, I'm in Isaiah. I wanted to try, you know, I can literally open any page. Everywhere is marked up and down. So I believe it. But I found out that many of us keep accumulating this. And then we wonder why things are not working for us. The word of God is the spirit and the life of God. The spirit and the life of God. The spirit and the life of God. Whether released by the reading of this letter or communicated through the speaking of the Holy Spirit. Faith comes. Now let's discuss faith. We're back to faith. Romans 10:17. Is God helping us tonight? I'm working this thing with us because I want us to understand faith. We are going to pray. Romans 10:19. Read, please. 10:17. 1, 2, read. Now, the word hearing, let me correct two things. The word hearing, the first hearing, is a very broad word. It does not just mean faith comes by using your ears. Are we together? The word hearing is a very broad word. And there are many synonyms you can add to it. Number one is perception. 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 Faith comes by perceiving, not just hearing with the ear alone, like speaking to you physically. Faith comes by perception, because when you read your Bible, you don't hear anything. Correct? You don't hear what you read like this. You can hear through your ears. And remember, even about hearing, the Bible says, he that has an ear. Meaning not everybody has this kind of ear. Are we together? So, the first hearing there means perception. Any platform that can create perception. It's not just limited to hearing. And then the second hearing here means understanding or comprehension. I want you to correct that. Not necessarily in your Bible. I'm not saying it's wrong. So faith comes by perceiving and understanding, and that by the word of God. That's how faith comes. When you just read it and it says hearing and hearing, there is a dimension of application. It means listening again and again. And that can help. But the accurate picture is perception and understanding. Everybody say perception. Say understanding. The second hearing there is understanding. understandest what thou readest. On that was where the problem was. The Ethiopian Enoch, he was not reading, he was reading, but understandest what thou readest. Perception. So when I'm studying the word of God, the Bible now, and I'm reading it, the moment perception can come out of it, the word of God has come into my spirit. I don't have to hear. Now when I'm listening to Bible on tape or hearing a preacher teach like this, and the word of God comes, it is still hearing. So when we say hearing, I don't just mean your ears. Your ears, your eyes, your dreams, your visions, any platform that can create perception can impact faith. Listen. There are people who have had dreams and got up from those dreams. Are we together? And took certain actions. Those dreams brought solid conviction to their lives. I said with you about the encounter that I had with Jesus Christ. Now that encounter, it's not written in the Bible that Joshua Selman will have an encounter. But in that encounter, I told you Jesus did not speak to me. He never opened his mouth to speak, yet he spoke so many things. I left that encounter full of faith. And Stephen, full of faith. Where did he read anything that we see faith there? Do not limit your Bible study to just hearing and reading. Any platform that creates perception of the word can release faith. So the first is perception. The most common platform of perception is hearing, your ears. Because you hear sounds. Sounds. So as I'm speaking to you now, if you cover your ears, it's difficult for you to read my lips. Do you know why I'm speaking this to you? How do the blind, deaf and dumb receive faith? How do the blind, deaf and dumb receive faith? If someone is blind, if someone is deaf, if someone is dumb, are you saying faith cannot come to him? Are we together? You see people go to crusade ground completely deaf. Meaning as the man of God is preaching, other people are jumping. They themselves are not even following. Yet at the end they are healed. And we are going to be finding out later that their faith healed them. So how did it come? Question 2. A dead man who cannot breathe, cannot talk, cannot do anything. How does he come back to life? What is the principle of resurrection? And then, how did the bones of Elijah, not breathing, still transfer the anointing to somebody? Everybody say the word of God. That thing you call the bones of Elijah was the word of God. Any platform that can release the life of God. Thank you, Jesus. Say after me, the word of God is not limited to my hearing. Thank you. The word of God is not limited to my hearing alone. The word of God can come into my spirit through any mechanism that can create perception and understanding. Are you getting what I'm saying? Meaning, the word of God can come to you through a Christian music. Now you are listening to a song. Play something. Play what you are playing. Watch this. Listen. If this guy is anointed, hallelujah. Okay, that's all right. That's all right. Thank you. Look at what this guy is playing. Play. Are you sharing any word? English? Is there Hebrew? Is there your language? I want you to follow me carefully. Are we together? Now, but you see the anointing that is released from this. I can put the word of God on this sound now, and you will see miracles happening. Are you getting it now? I can put it by saying,
Then this sound, the sound that leaves this keyboard, does not become an ordinary sound. It becomes the word of God. Why? A platform that can release the life of God, the power of God. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You will hear it, and somebody now will come under the anointing, and you are wondering the operation of the word of God. This is ordinary keyboard. That's how you can be listening to worship in your room and faith is rising. You are not exactly reading any scripture per se, yet faith is rising, because through it the word of God is coming. Are you getting what I'm saying? The word of God. The word of God is at work in me. The presence of the Holy Spirit in my life is a sign that I was born of the word. If you are not born of the word, he cannot come. Because he comes in response to the word. So I am born of the word of God. New life is in me. So the Holy Spirit is comfortable to live in me. Are we together? And every time that spirit and life is in me, he can release what is being said. Now I can speak it to happen, but I don't have to speak it alone to happen. I just need to create a platform for it to happen. Look, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, if you believe this, you will know why we pray for the sick. Not necessarily having to say, be healed. You just touch them. And you're saying, sir, you see somebody first say, here, this is where the pain is, and you are touching his head. How does touching the head heal pain at the back? It's the word of God. You are only placing the word of God on them. So you have become an expression of the word. The word became flesh. That's what you have now become. So you are not only reading scripture, you are the word becoming flesh. The word becoming flesh. When you play keyboard, you transfer the word of God to it. This is what is called the ministration of life. The ministration of life. You are transferring life. You are transferring life to that word. Are we together now? So, when you put the word of God upon this now, deliverance begins to happen. Healing begins to happen. A sinner can sit down. That's why people come for concerts. And at the end of it, you make an altar call and they come out. You didn't teach John 3:16, but the word of God convicted them because it came from the music. I want you to understand faith. I really want you to understand faith. This may look complicated, but as we continue, you will see how it ties up. It will make your life powerful. I don't move around hoping that demons will respond to my quoting of scripture. I know a lot of scripture to the glory of God, but I am a life-giving spirit. I am a life-giving spirit. My body has become a communicator of the word of God, the spirit and the life of God. So if I shake you, for instance, shake me, let me. If I shake you, I release the life and the power of God. Are you seeing that? If I shake you, I release the life and the power of God. You may be sick, I may not know. But as soon as I leave you, you find out I've been healed. Now, I did not ask you whether you are sick. The word of God saw a need. And because I have become the word of God, it feels it immediately. Are we together? Say, I'm a manifestation of the word of God. Please, I want you to say it. I am a manifestation of the word of God. Say this. My goal for studying scripture. My goal for studying scripture is not just to be learned, but to be an expression of the word of God. My goal for studying scripture is not just to have head knowledge. It's not just to be learned, but to be a walking Bible. So when men look at your life, they can read a scripture immediately through your life. Living epistles. We fool ourselves in the body of Christ that because we have finished the Bible cover to cover, and by God's grace I've done this many times, so we say, I've read the Bible cover to cover. If I'm a man of God, as I'm speaking, the Bible says, blah, blah, blah. And once they are talking, these spirits are saying, my God, these guys don't even know what the word of God is. We fool ourselves, and at the end of it, nothing happens. Are we together? And then somebody comes with a saxophone or a guitar and starts playing. Anywhere you see the manifestation of the power of God, the word of God must have preceded it. Because the Holy Spirit is not authorized to manifest when the word of God has not gone ahead. So when you see the word of God moving, when you see the Holy Spirit moving, He's confirming the word. Confirming the word. Whether spoken or revealed. The manifestation of the word of God. The manifestation of the word of God. I tell you, as I speak this thing, you see, sometimes, because we are talking about the word of God and we are dividing it accurately to open up these things, the Spirit of God, let me tell you something about the Holy Spirit. The moment you begin to communicate the word of God very accurately, it's like His body is itching. He wants to move. He wants to confirm it. I'm telling you how to confirm the word. It's not Holy Spirit. Move. Move. That's not it. Let the word of God be communicated accurately. And it's like He cannot. I'm not talking of just shaking under the anointing. I'm talking of signs and wonders and miracles. You place the word of God upon everything. The word of God is on the air. The word of God is on your chair. Everything that can communicate the word of God, that's what makes the anointing. When the word of God saturates a place, the Holy Spirit follows everywhere the word goes. The Holy Spirit follows everywhere the word goes. If the word goes to your kidney, He's following it there. If the word goes to your academics, He's following it there. If the word goes to your business, you don't get the Holy Spirit to move outside the word of God. It's witchcraft. So, send the word of God and the Holy Spirit follows the word. Are we together? You send the word of God and the Spirit moves in that direction. So if I declare that I prophesy to your finances, if the Holy Spirit does not back that, then it was not the word of God. Even if I quote scripture, are we together? So the manifestation of the Holy Spirit is proof that the word of God has been released in a place. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit is proof that His word has been released. We pride ourselves with theological knowledge. We pride ourselves with knowledge of scriptures. John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world. But it's not the word of God. So the Holy Spirit cannot back it. Please hear what I'm teaching you. The Holy Spirit only comes to the scene when the word of God is released. Whether through speaking or through any platform, including your body, being a manifestation. So when you want to see the energy of the Spirit released, then be sure that what you are speaking or doing is the word of God. Are you getting what I'm saying now? If it's not the word of God, you are not going to get the Holy Spirit here. Please hear me. The degree to which we have seen the miraculous is the extent to which the word of God has come out. So you can speak 100 words, only 20 of them are the word of God. The Holy Spirit backs only 20% of your communication. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is the difference between what we call anointed people. They may not have all the verses, but their bodies have become greater platforms to release the word of God. So the Holy Spirit, in answer to the word, confirms them. Are we together? I'm a carrier of the word of God. Not just by cramming scriptures. I have read it. But the word of God flows through me like water. The Spirit and the life of God. I understand the principles. As I walk in the consciousness of that principle and with the understanding, every time I utter my word or respond in any direction as the Holy Spirit would direct, that's what we call faith. I will tell you what faith is now. Faith is your response to and from the word of God. Not just scriptures, your response to the word of God. So you have to make it, be sure that what you are responding to is not just scripture, but the word of God. And it is called faith. And that faith will bring performance. More on that next week. I'm not talking so much about, I need you to understand the word of God. So that when we begin to teach on the dynamics, the operation of faith, you will know why certain things are not happening in our lives. Our idea of faith largely has been correct assimilation of scripture, correct recitation of the same,
and then expectation in hope that something will happen. It will never work that way. Are we together? John 3:16. For this and that and that and that happened. For we know the grace of our Lord, that though he was poor, yet he became rich, so that we through his poverty might be, and we wrap it. And we say, Lord, this is your word. Respond and say, no. It is true that I spoke that through the servant. But you are only speaking scripture theologically. Listen, let me tell you, if the word of God was just scripture, then the scribes should be, have been the greatest carriers of the word. They knew the entire Pentateuch of heart. And Jesus looked at them and said, ye err not knowing the scripture. He said, you search the scripture, for I think in them you will find life, and you will not come to me. Listen, if Jesus appears here and somebody is writing a book, the Bible says scripture testified of him. Is that true? Scripture. Listen, if you are writing a book about me and I show up, who is a more authentic medium? Are you getting what I'm saying now? So, the scribes had head knowledge that prophesied about Jesus. When Jesus came, they said, no, Jesus, we don't want you, but we want the scrolls. And he said, you are hypocrites. You read the scrolls, they talk about me. Now you're reading, I am here as the word becomes flesh. You are rejecting me, yet you are doing Bible study. And Jesus said, you are hypocrites. Are we together? But a woman just ran and said, blind, but if I may but touch the hem of who? The word of God. She perceived. She didn't read anywhere, but she saw men looking and she said, I have heard, and something has happened in my spirit. I perceive and I understand that this man has power to heal. There is nowhere in scripture where she read that you should take a step of faith. She created an action based on her perception. God honored that action and she was healed. I'll teach you that next week. Don't take action until you perceive and understand the word. You will be wasting your time. So we take many steps. Do you know people can come and stand here with their tithe, frowning, no perception, no discernment, no understanding. All these men of God, am I sure Ejimi's tithe? I'm looking at this tithe. I hope it's not my money that's going to buy another tithe. And you are there grumbling and arguing, and you drop that, and the Bible says, whatever is not of faith is sin. Now, men of God will not tell you that because they need the money. So there's no problem. Unbelief or not, that's your business. Just drop it, let's use it. But I'm telling you the sincere truth. It must be by faith. So here's what the Bible says. Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. Give it to us, please. Goodness. Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. I want us to read it. Now you will understand all that I've taught you. There is a protocol to faith. Ready? One, two, three. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Full stop. Whoever wants to be a man of faith, what is the first step? It says, for he that comes to God must believe, not his word. Leave the issue of manifestation. You must believe that he exists. Your perception must, you must understand the person you are dealing with, the integrity of his person and his ability to provide for you, number one. Then number two, that he's a rewarder. That he's a rewarder. There are two things God wants to be known for to release faith. One, that he exists. His existence means a lot, because if he exists, then he's mighty. If he exists, then he can hear. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. There's a song like that. Have you listened to that song? Do you believe God is alive? I know you will say yes. Your life does not show it. Are we together? Because if you believe, it will compel you to take action.